What's the one question you should never ask a man, but that you want to always ask yourself? The answer? How do you feel? Men hate having to answer that question. It's about like asking a woman how much she weighs. If you want to ask him a question, ask him what he's thinking about instead. Becoming a surrendered wife is learning to monitor and express your own feelings and desires. In order to get your focus off your husband and onto you, there are two questions that you'll ask yourself. The first is, how do I feel? And the second is, what do I want? A surrendered wife knows her own feelings and expresses them directly and clearly without manipulating, criticizing, or controlling. That means with no strings, hooks, or blame attached. Right now, if I ask myself, how do I feel? I have to admit I'm tired. So the next question is, what do I want? And the answer is, a nap. So I'll probably give myself one when I'm done presenting today. A surrendered wife is quick to say when she feels happy, sad, angry, frustrated, nervous, overwhelmed, stressed, hungry, tired, or excited. Self-awareness allows a woman to take action to keep herself in balance. She can let her husband know what her needs are. For instance, when we were newlywed, I would sometimes get lonely when John was watching a lot of TV or working a lot. My solution was to demand that he stop watching TV or to tell him to get his butt home, thinking we could spend more time together. I felt I was competing with the TV for his work, but in reality, I had pushed him away by being so bossy. The reason I was bossy is because I didn't know how else to get what I wanted, his affection and attention. Naturally, telling John to get his butt home didn't get me what I wanted. Go figure. It wasn't until I owned my feelings and I admitted that I missed John that I started to get more of his attention than the TV was getting. It's much scarier to say, I miss you, than it is to say, you watch too much television. But it's also more inviting. Everyone likes to be missed. Expressing my loneliness was certainly more attractive than trying to coerce him into spending time with me. Now, there is one feeling you need to be cautious about expressing to your husband. That's fear about him, his performance, or safety. That would actually be an attempt to control him. I mean, if you tell him that you're afraid that he'll clog his arteries, fail the test, or forget the traveler's checks, that's not about expressing feelings. That's about not trusting him. You can express fear about other things in your life. I mean, you could say, I'm afraid of the neighbor's big dog without jeopardizing the intimacy. It's perfectly okay to express fear or concern when it has nothing to do with him. Knowing how you're feeling and expressing it honestly will also help you know when you need to ask for help. A surrendered wife asks for help in a way that makes the man feel necessary and needed. This is entirely different from barking orders. Let's look at a few examples. For each situation, I'll tell you the controlling way and the surrendered way. Here we go. Controlling. Why don't you carry the groceries in from the car? Surrendered. I can't carry all these groceries. I need the help of a big, strong man. Controlling. You try paying the bills around here. It's not easy. Surrendered. Paying the bills is making me nuts. I can't do it anymore. Controlling. You better get on the phone and get a handyman to come over. Surrendered. There's something wrong with the dishwasher and I don't know what to do. What do you think? When a wife invites her husband to help her, he sees an opportunity to be the hero, to be chivalrous, and to win her enduring adoration and gratitude. His drive to feel heroic and proud is going to be much more powerful than the contrary motivation he will feel about doing something just to get her off his back. He'll take greater care, go to greater lengths, and be more thoughtful when his goal is to earn her affection versus avoiding her wrath. Until you recognize your own feelings and use them to set your limits, peace and harmony in your marriage will elude you. Also, you'll never get to see how much your husband wants to help until you admit that you need some help. Another important aspect of expressing your feelings is letting people around you, especially your husband, know when you're hurt. I had a hard time with this initially. One time, John was frustrated with me, and he told me I wasn't very good with money. Ooh, that made me mad. And under that, I had hurt feelings. I responded with the anger, and I said, "And you don't make very much either, do you?" As you can imagine, that launched us into World War III. And by the time we were done, we were both emotionally bruised and bloody. So responding in anger wasn't in my best interest. If I could have reminded myself that my husband loves me and didn't mean to hurt me, then I could respond with vulnerability by saying, ouch, or silence, or even tears if they welled up in my eyes. That would remind him that we're on the same team, and suddenly we weren't enemies anymore. It would also help me avoid saying something that I would have to apologize about later. You might also think, I don't feel hurt when he says something mean. I feel angry. However, when you're dealing with your husband, you'll find that whenever you're angry, you're also hurt. If you can go to the hurt beneath the anger, you have a better chance of preserving intimacy. Anger is easier because it feels safer, but hurt is more vulnerable. Vulnerability is what you're striving for in your marriage because it helps create intimacy. I'm not saying that your husband will like it when you say ouch. In fact, sometimes it might seem like he'd prefer it if you would just punch him right back. Then he could justify his behavior by telling himself that you're no picnic to live with. Let's say he hurts your feelings and instead of striking back, you reveal your vulnerability. He will suddenly feel like a jerk. When you don't retaliate, it makes his sorry behavior more glaring, and nobody likes to see their ugly behavior glaring at them. He may not like it and say something like, ouch, what's ouch? It's really hard to argue with somebody who isn't fighting back. But don't let him fool you. He knows exactly what ouch means. Hearing you say ouch gives him his ugly, hurtful comment center stage. This will be very uncomfortable for him because it's proof positive that he just hurt the woman he loves most in the world. That's the opposite of what he wants to do. What he wants to do is make you happy. There's no better way to remind him of this than to let him know he's hit a nerve when you're hurt. You may even get an apology. Either way, you will have maintained your dignity, and it's very likely that he will learn not to repeat that behavior. Ideally, you'll say ouch before the argument begins and the first gun is fired. For instance, let's say your husband punches you verbally by saying, I don't understand why you're so tired all the time. All you do is stay home with the kids all day. That's when you would want to say ouch. If you forget and respond by saying, maybe I wouldn't be tired all the time if you would lift a finger to help me around here once in a while instead of watching TV 300 hours a week, you have now engaged in a battle. Now insults are flying back and forth. Suddenly, you remember to say ouch, but instead of apologizing or calming down, he comes right back at you and punches you again. Then you might think, boy, it's no use trying to be vulnerable with my husband. He'll keep right on fighting me, and I have to fight back to protect myself. But the problem with this scenario is that you didn't say ouch until after you said something disrespectful and hurtful. So now his defenses are up, and it's hard for him to see your vulnerability because he's peering out from behind the fortress wall, still thinking he's under attack. So the path back to peace in your marriage now involves you making an apology. Ideally, you say ouch before you engage in a fight with him so that you preserve the intimacy. By the way, for those of you who also have controlling husbands, this is a great way to let him know you don't like being told what to do. If he tells you how to drive, you can say ouch to let him know that it doesn't feel good. You won't always remember to say ouch when you're hurt. As with saying I miss you, it's vulnerable, and you won't always remember to say it in the moment. Fortunately, you don't have to do this perfectly. In fact, if you find yourself replaying a conversation you've had with your husband and thinking, I should have said ouch there, that's progress. Next time, you probably will. Since you're going to have a lot less conflict, bickering, and arguing in your marriage, you may be tempted to take on the conflicts that show up outside of your home. Resist that temptation. If the landlord, the principal, the store clerk, or the city council is causing you grief, do your best not to engage in a battle. Instead, guard and protect your energy for yourself and your family. Let your husband know that you need help in dealing with these annoying people. When Stephanie had an issue with the way the school was treating their son, she was so angry she marched down to the school to speak to the principal. In no time, she felt overwhelmed by the principal, the teacher, the school psychologist. They all seemed condescending and uncaring. As she left the school with the problem still unresolved, she remembered that her husband, Joe, was ready and willing to defend their son and that all she had to do was tell him how she felt. Joe offered to go to the next conference with her. He even did most of the talking. Stephanie noticed that his physical stature and crossed arms commanded respect, and she was relieved. Joe was proud. The school treated their child with more care, and everyone was happy. But there's more. Joe felt proud of how he had protected both his wife and child, and that made him feel great about himself and more loving towards his family. Intimacy replaced aggravation, and now Stephanie even had the energy to enjoy it. If your husband handles a conflict for you, he'll probably do a great job because generally men don't bring as much emotion to their interpersonal situations as women do. Instead of putting on a suit of armor, rely on him to go to battle when it's appropriate. Then stand behind him for protection and to lend the support that your presence provides. On the other hand, your husband may let the whole thing slide because, again, he's not going to feel as much emotion about it as you do. He may deem it unimportant and just walk away. When he does, just let it go. Adopt your so what attitude. It's not your job to put the world right by making sure that the school principal is punished for not doing a good job or that the phone company improves its customer service. Fixing those problems isn't nearly as important as feeling calm and unburdened so that you can put your energy into creating an intimate marriage. Nurture yourself and your children instead of taking on the entire world. To put the world right, first put your own self right by focusing on how you feel and what you need. Remember that you can't fix the phone company or the principal, but you can heal yourself. Let's take a question now.
What if I say ouch to my husband and he still doesn't say I'm sorry? What do I do then?
As with all surrendering, saying ouch is taking care of ourselves. We can avoid further conflict, keep our dignity, and feel better about ourselves if we respond to a perceived attack without striking back at our husbands. And you may also get an apology, which is great, but that's a bonus. Remember, you can't control what he does, only what you do. That means you can't demand an apology. It wouldn't be all that meaningful anyway, even if you did get one after you demanded it. Your husband would probably also feel proud to protect you if you'll let him. You'll love all the fringe benefits, harmony, safety, rest, and intimacy that go along with expressing your feelings.